Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If there is someone in need of a refuah shelema, we try to do whatever we can to help that person, whether it's through tefillah, tehillim, or taking upon ourselves to do something extra in their zechut. One of the greatest ways to bring about a yeshua is when we're able to overlook when we were wronged. Being mevater, forgiving, not standing on ceremony. Those acts hold enormous weight in Shamayim. If we were attempting to do something special as a zechut for someone, but then we see, if we proceed, a mahloket might ensue from it. Giving up on what we're trying to do for the sake of peace will benefit that person much more than what we were trying to accomplish in the first place. Almost 20 years ago, a yeshiva in Israel began their Elul Zman with only one Kohen in the yeshiva. This boy was the only one to do Kohanim each day, and he would always take Aliyat Kohen. Being that there were no Leviim either, he would also get Aliyat Levi. This went on for a half a year. Rosh Chodesh Adar that year fell out on a Tuesday and Wednesday, which meant this boy got two aliyot every day for 4 days straight. The Gabbai, who was an older bahur in the yeshiva, was very upset about this situation. The other boys in the yeshiva were getting aliyot once every few months, and this boy was getting it twice a day. The Gabbai was even more upset, because this boy would take up a lot of time with his aliyot, each time asking for a Misha Berach for his ill mother. That Shabbat, the Gabbai told this Kohen to step outside before the Torah came out. And when it came time for Aliyat Kohen, since there were no Kohanim in the shul, he was able to invite a Yisrael. The Gabbai made the same request Shabbat afternoon, and subsequently, every tefillah, he told the boy to leave. Eventually, this boy told his parents what was happening and asked them what to do about it. When his mother heard that he hadn't gotten an aliyah in a couple of weeks, she said, "What about my Misha Berach?" This woman, whose name was Esther Shifra Bat Hava Malka, was very sick. But she got a lot of chizuk knowing each time the Torah came out in her son's yeshiva, they were making a tefillah for her and all the boys were answering Amen. The next day, the father went with his son to the Rosh Yeshiva for guidance. The rabbi told them, the boy should not be asked to leave anymore, and he should go back to getting the aliyot like before. When the Gabbai found out about that, he became very angry. He went over to the Kohen the next day and told him, "You're happy taking two aliyot every time the Torah comes out, while your peers get one aliyah every few months?" The boy didn't reply. When this boy went up to do Kohanim that day, the Gabbai took a cup of coffee and poured it into the boy's shoes, which he had taken off to go up to the Dukhan. When the boy came back, he didn't realize what happened. He put his shoes on and the coffee splattered on his pants and on his talet. The other boys who were in the area there started laughing. The boy was so ashamed. He left the Beit Midrash and took the next bus home. He kept replaying that scene in his mind and felt so broken about it. When he got home, he wanted to run up to his room to change, but his mother saw him first and asked him what happened. When he told her, they both wanted to cry. That morning, the mother's parents came over to visit and heard about what was happening. This woman's mother said to them, "I saw a lot in my lifetime. I went through the war, but I never became broken. My father trained us to always be happy with whatever Hashem does. He also taught us from the Sefer Tomer Devorah that the greatest yesurin in this world is when a person is ashamed. If it ever happens, the person should be elated because it takes the place of much worse suffering, lo aleinu. When my father was ashamed, he used to dance with great joy. Hashem changed our harsh decree and saved us from the Holocaust in miraculous ways. Let's right now together say 8 Perakim of Tehillim. Let's say one for each of your siblings. And let's be happy with the embarrassment and channel it towards Tefillat HaShem. And so they did. That day their prayers pierced the heavens. This woman, who was in very bad shape, ended up living an additional 15 years, exactly enough time to see each one of her 8 children get married. Saying the Misha Berach in Shul was great, but being mevater about being ashamed and channeling it towards prayer was much better. Have a great day.